The holy letters of the Rebbe. This is letter number 3384, Baruch Hashem. The second day of Nisan Tavshin Tezvah, Brooklyn. Harav HaChosid, with the titles here, Marinu Shlomo Zalman Shichya Hecht. He was in Chicago, the rabbi over there. He was a son-in-law of Rabbi Jacobson. The old Rabbi Jacobson, Rabbi Yisrael Jacobson. Sholem Uvrocha. I say old, I mean in my days it was old. the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter dated from before Rish Chodesh Nisan, the eve of Rish Chodesh Nisan, with the attached. So he asked the Rebbe about his son haircut to push it off. So the Rebbe says, I'm surprised, why would you want to push off the haircut? It's a Jewish tradition to make the haircut on the day when the child turns 3 years old. So that's the best and most successful days. So who knows this calculation? If in another day in which they want to make it, you're going to happen to come such an auspicious time. I guess maybe they wanted to make it on a Sunday or wanted to make it on a different time. But the Rebbe says it's an auspicious time. Who knows if you're going to pinpoint and you're going to have that same mazel, the same good on that day. So the Rebbe says, even though it seems that this would contradict what the Bar Hetev writes, that you are allowed to delay for a reason, but there it's for a Torah reason. If you want to make a bigger party, you want to make a fancier thing, you want to make a bigger tumult of it, that's not a reason, that's not a Torah reason. So the Rebbe says like this, he asked the Rebbe about sending the published material that Chabad publishes to the different Rabbonim. So the Rebbe says, well, to go ahead and to send to everybody doesn't seem there's going to be such a benefit, because there's so much things that coming, today they call it spam, there is so much publications, they don't even bother reading it. So the Rebbe says, if you have the possibility to find out who from those that are on your list are interested in the above, in the material that comes out through Kahos, through the publication, and similar. So it's not just a list of rabbis and just send everybody. He basically provided the list. The main thing the Rebbe says, the issue is, do these rabbis also influence in actuality? Do they have an impact? So then we should interest ourselves and to work out a program, who to send and from what categories, not just a, you know, mass distribution, a mass mailing to everybody, like maybe a hit or miss or something like that. So the Rebbe said to do it more in a methodical way of seeing who and what and when, to whom to send and what category to send. Then the Rebbe says, what you added, he probably sent money for Moes Chitim, that's for Pesach, to distribute for the people, that has been passed along for that purpose, and they will directly send you a notification, the receipt. And the Rebbe says, my previous letter with what was attached over there, for sure you received. The Rebbe blesses him for success in his holy work and also in his personal matters. So here, the Rebbe writes to Rabbi Hecht not to push off the haircut of his son for just, reasons that are not Torah reasons, because it's an auspicious day when he turns three. Leave it at that day. It's important. And also the Rebbe responds to send out just mass publication. There's not such a benefit, but look into who of them and what may interest them. That would be more appropriate. And the Rebbe blesses him with a blessing for success.